Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Every year they say you must have new goals, and clearly there are people who set those up for us. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com. You're with me, Supriya, and let's look at all those times that hashtag Deepveer made us go, aww. Well, that word is definitely going to be added to the dictionary and whatnot, because aww is the way to go. Everybody has a different way of saying it, and every time Deepveer do something, we either say aww or then aww. Oh, so the tone, the pitch and the duration of the awe keeps changing, but they have given us a reason and then some more. So I think in 2019, looking back at 2018, I'm going to give the awe award to Deepveer. Speaking of awards, we all know that, you know, there's this speech that's given every time you pick up an award, and something about award functions and the two of them, right? Whether it was way back with IFA or any other award function where, let's say, you know, Ranveer Singh is hosting it, he always makes sure he says something special to Deepika, and she makes sure she reciprocates it when she's on stage, or then she blushes and then, you know, she gives that very special khaswala smile. So speaking of awards, recently, you know, at the Star Screen Awards, when Ranveer Singh won the Best Actor Award, he said that, you know, bhale hi on screen I didn't get my Rani, but in real life I have found my Rani, and thank you so much, and all of that. It's just so cute. See, I told you, you'd go aww. Now, obviously, the biggest thing that happened in their life was the shaadi, right? Actually, in all of our lives, the biggest thing that happened recently, one of the things, because there were too many weddings, you know, in 2018. But the Deepveer shaadi was really, really special and very guarded also, if you remember. We all were just like constantly refreshing our Insta pages and our Twitter pages to see if any photo, like just one half a photo, was uploaded, which finally they did. And remember that picture where Deepika Padukone and, Ranveer Singh are sitting all right with her hands full of mehndi, and the family, respective families are there as well. So the mum and the sister on one side, and the mum and the sister on the other side. That was just such an awe picture. Mehndi, let's take off from there. Did you know that Ranveer Singh also had mehndi on his hand? And you're like, Supriya, we zoomed the photo, and how? Like, we could see the lines, we could read his palm. That much we have zoomed in. Yeah, I know. But did you notice the design? There was a deep, like a diya, and then there were three stars. You know what that stood for? The deep was for Deepika, and the three stars were for his mother, father, and sister. See, this Ranveer Singh, yeah, makes us go aww again. Kuch aur ho na ho, they've given us photo goals for sure. As a couple, how should you pose? And that's the best thing about Deepveer. Have you noticed? All of their pictures just look so, so candid. Now, in the wedding as well, you know, there were a lot of these fun games that they play. And of course, they had a wedding in the Sindhi style and the Konkani style. So, double the fun, double the games and all of that. And in every photo, you can see this joy through, you know, their eyes, and there's just this happiness on their faces. And Deepika has this thing where she, you know, grits her teeth, and then she's holding on to his hand and they're playing the game. I think those are also like super, super cute. One more aw, please. Now, once the shaadi is over, you've got to have a reception, right? And I know pretty much 2018, the biggest, the best, you know, Deepveer moments seem to be, you know, related to their wedding. But that's because that was one of the biggest things that happened in their lives. After the wedding, there was a reception, the Bangalore reception, where everyone was like, "Was Deepika wearing that and all that?" Forget about, you know, our opinion on the color she chose or the blouse she chose. Ranveer Singh made sure that he helped her, you know, hold the sari properly and drape her pallu properly for all the photos. And that was just so perfect, because you know what? They're just there for each other. So it's not just about helping each other look great, but it's just so much more. Look great. Debatable much? Yeah, I think a little bit, because suddenly Deepika's sense of style has completely changed. Now, I'm not saying good or bad, but it's completely changed. And there was this party that Ritika Bhavnani hosted, you know, for the newlyweds. And in that, both, Ranveer Singh and Deepika Padukone were dressed very differently. Okay, for Ranveer Singh, dressing like that, outrageous or whatever you call it, was quite the common thing. But not so much for Deepika. They had this whole goth look going, and somewhere, I think it was also quite interesting to see how their looks were constantly synced, and there was always this sense of, you know, synergy. Like, it was like we'll play matching, but not fully matching. Another big moment there for me when it came to their wardrobe, right, through all the various functions that they had as part of their wedding. Now, what's a shadi without some dancing and music, right? And there were photos of, you know, Ranveer Singh being completely lost in the music, and even Deepika Padukone with her hands up, and everyone said that was such a Kabira moment. Irony much again, because that was from Ye Jawani Hai Deewani, but you get the drift, right? So a very, very Kabira kind of moment, or then, you know, just looking uninhibited. That's the word that they would use. But, you know, there was this Hindustan Times Leadership Summit that happened recently, and both of them were on stage, and it was so cute to see how Deepika was following Ranveer's lead in doing the dance to Kalibali. And after a point, she was like, no, that step I cannot do. They're just so cute together. Cuteness continues, and this isn't just about 2018, but I think right from the start, you know, just the way they look at each other, and when Deepika is talking, you know, if there's an interview, the way Ranveer is constantly looking at her with those puppy eyes, it's like, you know, completely relationship goals. And now after that, it's becoming that much harder for, I think, a lot of people to find the right kind of guy, because they're like, no, you have to look at me like that, you have to feel like that about me. Of course, the other side is the guys are like, then you have to be like Deepika Padukone. No, so a little confusion happening, but oh my god, they're just too cute. The way, you know, PDA is something that comes rather naturally to them, and I think that is just so wonderful. More power to Deepveer, and we are, you know, here's hoping for many more such kind of moments for us. Now, they're done with their wedding, but then they got invited to so many weddings, because really, I think 2018 wanted the wedding year award, alright? So, we'll give the year that, and so many other weddings that they attended after they got married. So, she had her whole, you know, Mangalsutra going, and her, you know, bangles and all of that. So at all the weddings that they attended post their own, I think they just made sure that they had a blast and danced the night away. I mean, you know, there were pictures of them and videos of them dancing at Kapil Sharma's wedding, and it's just so cute. I think, yes, the one thing that Ranveer Singh has rubbed off on Deepika Padukone's gotta be the uninhibited spirit. Something that I think is quite a refreshing change, isn't it? Now let's talk Insta, okay? Now all of us are on Insta, we're all following each other. Suddenly following somebody is not such a bad thing after all. And you know, in fact, everybody wants more followers. Now being Deepika Padukone and Ranveer Singh, I think it was quite easy. And I keep thinking, what if they opened like a joint account? Not in a bank, yeah. That would also be pretty loaded, because I'll tell you another fact in just a bit. But yeah, if they opened a joint account like a Deepveer, I'm guessing that it would be her million followers plus his million followers put together. Not that there aren't overlaps. And let's not get into Venn diagram here. But when have they not been cute together is the question, right? And on Insta, every time, you know, Deepika posts something, you can be sure that Ranveer Singh will come up and say something cute. You know, when you put it like that, oh, those eyes, ah, that look. Or then just smileys. Deepika does her bit as well by saying, ooh, hello there, and things like that. It's just too cute. Now, Insta, not just to say aw to each other's photos and be like, oh, you're so pretty, this, that. They also take to Insta to actually, you know, appreciate each other's, you know, maybe style, or then promote each other's songs or films and stuff. Now, Simba recently released, and Deepika Padukone actually had posters of Simba on her Insta account saying, you know, releasing soon and watch it and all that. Of course, when Padmavat songs were releasing, it was like a mutual thing. They were both part of the film. But that's the thing, right? It's not just ki, are we are in the same film, so let's promote it. There's something extra special that's going on every time there's a Deepveer moment. They say opposites attract, and I don't think Deepika and Ranveer can better that phrase anymore, because they are just opposites. As Ranveer says, you know, she's so graceful and poised and, you know, calm in everything that she does. The way she sits, she stands, this, that. Oh my God, smitten is the word you're looking for. Exactly. So you can put that dictionary away. But Deepika also says that, you know, he's just so full of life and so full of energy, uninhibited. And that's something that, you know, she might have taken from him. And by that sense, I think this is a couple that's really going to work out, because, you know, they're just kind of balancing out each other. And as Ranveer Singh long back said, she is the yin to my yang. Oh, you guys. Now, through all of this, we've spoken about their style, about their moments, about, you know, the way he's proposed to her over and over again, and how they finally got married. Special moments there, and, you know, photos that were taken, clothes that they wore, things that they said, songs that they danced to. I think the one thing that really stands up for a lot of people is the fact that Deepveer are just so cute together, and they are just so nice to people around them. Did you notice even through their wedding and the reception and every time they would be at the airport or whatever, they made sure that they spoke to the journalists and to the paparazzi with so much respect. It was just so perfect. And like, you know, they say the Indian culture really talks about, you know, taking care of your guests. At his own reception, Ranveer Singh made sure that he clearly told people ki khana khake jana. It reminds me of this old television serial where Supriya Pathak's character used to say khana khake jana, huh? But no, that's not how he said it. He actually meant it. It was so cute of him. You know, from laughing about every little thing to whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears, Deepveer have given us some solid goals. And you know, while you might not want to copy them exactly, emulating might not be such a bad idea. Now on to searching for our Ranveer Singhs and Deepika Padukone's. Also, you find a guy who will actually let you cut his mustache off. That is like forbidden territory for most men. But well, it's Ranveer Singh. And hey, it's Deepika Padukone. Almost want to sound like that dub smash video saying, you're my best friend. Am I yours? No. But they're just so cute. They're made for each other clearly. And it's just perfect. And recently at an event that Deepika Padukone was part of, she called him Mr. Ranveer Singh Padukone. Talk about, you know, just changing things up, shaking things up and giving us some major, major goals. In love with this couple, and here's wishing them so much love and so much for us to look forward to as well. More pyar, more, you know, dhamaka, and more maybe taking on each other's, you know, sense of humor, style, whatever it is. We love Deepveer. And we'll bring you more soon right here on Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com. This is Supriya saying thanks for joining me.
Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com.